Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Listen to The Passage now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Aftershock is a presentation of iHeartRadio and Nomadic Engine. Previously on Aftershock.
Ask me if I care who died on that island.
Do you care who died on the island?
Not even a little bit.
Right now, on this ship, I have men and women who enlisted to serve their country dying of something I can't stop.
Watch the chair! Wait! God fucking damn it! God fucking damn it!
Wait, what are you not telling me?
If your father had wanted you to know.
After what you did, you owe me the truth.
More company.
They just keep coming.
Native people have been saying that since 1492.
Hello there. Who's that with you?
My son, Sean. I'm John Tim.
Half the camp has a cold or something.
Were they coughing?
Yeah, bad.
What did Karen say about it?
Karen died this morning.
On my way to the infirmary, sir. I feel like death.
How'd you catch it?
My bunkmate, I think. He was in rough shape a few days ago. It hit the infirmary. What do I do? I can't help these guys.
You keep them calm.
Yes, sir.
You get back in there and do your thing.
It's a waste. And the rest of us will need it.
So we let them starve to death?
As if they'll last that long. They'll be dead by tomorrow night at the latest.
It's wrong. Maud taught us to...
Maud's long gone, with Karen right behind her. There are so few of us who are still healthy. We need to protect those...
So what? We just ignore them? You can hear them crying, man.
Listen, if you want to play Mother Teresa, you have my blessing, truly. But if you get sick, don't think
no,
I'm...
No, I'm not saying
hey,
I want to...
Hey, help here?
Wayne... Where'd you get all that?
Karen buried it when you guys landed.
She had bottled water the whole time and she didn't tell us?
See? She knew. Let the dead bury the dead.
Karen wanted a supply of safe water. She didn't trust the spring water. With all you sick out here, maybe she was right.
I've been saying the same thing.
Some of us aren't drinking it, and we're all fine.
Well, if you're running low, now you have this.
Thank you for bringing it to us.
It's only right. It came on your boat. You want me to hand it out to...
Let us. We'll take it from here. Thanks.
The seal's broken.
Is it? That's weird.
We recycled everything at the ranch. Karen probably refilled them before we came out here instead of buying new plastic.
How many sick today?
There's only 8 left healthy.
That's all. Wow. Well, this much water ought to last you then.
Okay. Ms. Wallace, I need to know how they got infected. The sick campers.
Wayne was the one who was there. I was off with...
Wayne is still unconscious.
From the giant wave?
Knocked him around pretty good.
Jeez. Will someone come get him?
Sorry?
I mean, does he need to be sent to, like, a hospital somewhere else?
He needs to answer my questions. And neither of you will leave until that happens.
Right. Sure.
So I need to know how this infection virus, whatever, how it spread.
I honestly don't know. People were talking about the water from the spring being contaminated, but Wayne drank it every day. Well, but then so did Tibbs.
And what happened to him?
Oh my God, Leigh, you don't eat it raw.
Hey, you've had sushi, Michaela.
Yeah, but like on rice, wrapped in seaweed, not just a bowl of it.
It's better for you, more enzymes.
I'm cooking mine.
Be my guest, but you're... Oh, hold on, I got a station.
Retaliatory measures, but the words seem hollow from a government unable to contain the mounting violence on its side of the border. Meanwhile, following the evacuation of Santa Barbara, locals who took to the mountains are now trying to outrun the Ojai fire that continues to rage unchecked. Canada has offered to send fire teams and air support to fight the blaze.
Jesus, it just keeps spreading.
We're in the safest place in the Southland, Sista.
Not to mention the one with the best view.
You snuck up on us, Mr. Tibbs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. The wind up here masks a good deal of noise, doesn't it?
When you come from downwind, it does, yes. What brings you up here?
My son and I... Good morning to you, Michaela, by the way.
Good morning, John. Sean.
Morning.
My son and I have been scouting the island. You seem to have found yourself the prime real estate.
Think so?
Oh, I think you know it, don't you? It's the best view of the only place to land, the only real fishing spot. That outcrop's the only shade to speak of on the island, and spring is right around the corner.
And? What about it?
Well, we'd like to share it with you. We brought a solar power generator with us. We're happy to share that if you just let us join you.
No, thank you.
No, you didn't let him finish.
I think I've heard...
Now, where are your fucking manners, girl?
Excuse me?
Oh, God, son, mind you.
Where are your manners, you little tweaker?
What the fuck did you just say?
Son!
No, Pop, you can't be nice to these people.
These people?
Okay, I think we're done
now, here. Miss, he didn't mean that.
No, actually, I did. I meant it. You know, no manners. These people like a plague covering the earth.
Will you shut your mouth? With all that now, you hear me? You left that behind.
Pop, this is what I've been talking about. Look! We find this new place, your pristine paradise to start over, and it's already infested with nappy-haired
infested?
Little...
Infested? Nappy-haired?
All right, that's it. We're leaving. I'm sorry, ladies. I really am.
No, the hell with that. No, fuck this. Pop, hey, you want this spot? It's yours. I'll get them off, no fucking problem.
I want you to come with me. Your mother would die a second death if she heard you talk that way.
Don't you bring Mom up like that. Don't do
it. Not another word. Not another word. We'll leave you be now.
Holy shit. Oh, 12 people on the island.
We need to get Cassie and Wayne. What? We're not safe here alone. Anymore.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
You've been looking for me, yeah?
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
These are the tales that shaped the nation.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
Then I told them they were drinking cyanide.
Featuring the voices of Wes Studi.
At least 4,000 people died on the trail.
Martin Starr.
President Nixon called me the most dangerous man in America.
Scott Hayes.
Next thing I know, I'm standing over the bodies of Baker Morton, my pistol smoking in my hand.
And Tristan Mack Wilds.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Starring Dan Fogler as the ferryman.
This is The Passage.
Listen to The Passage now. On the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr.
Hold on. Which Tibbs are we talking about?
The one that died. Well,
they both died.
The one that died from the water.
Okay, we can come back to the one who... Enter!
Paperwork is here, sir.
Oh, Jesus. Just give it here. All right, I'm going to be back in a few, and then I expect you to...
To finish the story, absolutely.
And tell me about the Tibbs with the knife wounds. Look, you have to be close up to do that kind of damage, not to mention determined. And I want to know who on that island had that kind of monster inside.
How's it going in there, sir?
Private?
Are you making headway?
Am I unaware of your need to know?
We're just all getting uneasy, sir. Folks are getting sick. No one seems to be getting any better. So I just,
Command sending help, Private. Vaccinations.
They are? Oh, well, that's a relief, sir.
So you can go back to minding your own business.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Sir? Forgive me for being out of uniform, sir. I didn't expect...
At ease, Private.
Would you like to come in, sir?
I would.
Forgive the mess, sir. Would you like my bunkmate to step out?
No need. And I'm not here for an inspection.
Are you all right, sir?
The mask? I'm fine. Trying not to spread a cold. Question is, how are you feeling, Private?
Me? I'm fine. I'm a little homesick. I've never been away from...
You were deployed to the island. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I was with the 1st Recon Unit. We spent the better part of 3 days on land collecting samples and, well, cataloging corpses.
Did you by chance find a spring, a water source?
Negative, sir.
Really? Nowhere?
We did a full survey, sir.
I have to say, that would surprise me.
Yes, sir. I know we're not the first string, sir, but I'm a civilian surveyor, in real life. I think that's why they sent me over. So, I did conduct a thorough...
Private?
Sorry, sir. Just remembering, there was a pile of rocks, almost like a cairn, a few hundred meters from the cave where we found the dead bodies. It was just up from the sinkhole.
So, possibly...
The rocks were man-made, sir, not in a natural formation. We thought maybe more bodies underneath, but we never got back to scout it. Could be a spring under there.
Not feeling so hot over there?
Just fine, sir.
Sounds to me like you've caught that cough going around.
Just some water down the wrong pipe, that's all.
So you were on the recon team as well?
No, sir. I work in the kitchen. They don't let me off the ship.
Jesus, your forehead's burning up. Why don't you come with me to the infirmary?
Really, sir?
There's a vaccine just came in. Let's get you first in line.
Really, sir? I hadn't heard.
Well, old dogs like me can beat the gossip train every once in a while. But word'll get out. Let's get you fixed up before there's a line out the infirmary door.
Yes, sir.
Private? You'll join us?
Of course, sir. Although, I'm right as rain. Don't waste a shot on me.
You look it. I'm glad to hear it.
Yes, sir. Most of the rest of the unit caught the bug.
But not you.
Lucky, I guess.
You didn't follow sterile protocol?
We looked for hazmat suits. Weren't any on board.
Word is they ran out, sir. Didn't have any left to kit out the boat.
They treat you reservists like gold, don't they? All right, here we are. Oh, Jesus.
Sir? They're not moving. Are they all? That's the nurse. Oh, did he? All the blood. I don't understand.
He took his own life, Private. Because once you're infected, it's just a matter of time.
But Captain...
Listen to me. What I learned from you two is that sometimes, rarely I think, someone can be immune. Only one person who went to that island didn't get sick, Private, and it's you. So in a way, you're lucky, but your bunkmate seems to have caught it from you anyway. Which means that you are still a carrier, which is unlucky. Because it means you are a danger to everyone else. And it's my job to keep everyone safe.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
You've been looking for me, yeah?
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
These are the tales that shaped the nation.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
Then I told them they were drinking cyanide.
Featuring the voices of Wes Studi.
At least 4,000 people died on the trail.
Martin Starr.
President Nixon called me the most dangerous man in America.
Scott Hayes.
Next thing I know, I'm standing over the bodies of Baker Morton, my pistol smoking in my hand.
And Tristan Mack Wilds.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Starring Dan Fogler as the ferryman.
This is The Passage.
Listen to The Passage now. On the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello? Is anyone there?
I'm here. Who's asking?
It's me, John. Michaela. Is your son here?
No. No, he's fishing. I sent him to blow off a little steam.
Okay. Good. I wanted to talk with you.
Well, I wanted to talk with you, so here we are. Go on in.
Holy cow. This is amazing. You brought a house.
thank you. It's a prospector's tent. Keeps the weather off. Actually, when you get to be my age, you have a sense of what you might need. Things go sideways.
It smells amazing.
You like spam?
Spam? No.
You've never had it.
I mean, no, but I don't need to try potted meat to feel pretty sure it's not my thing.
Well, that's okay. I'm making it for your Hawaiian friend.
You're making Lei a plate of spam.
I was stationed in Pearl Harbor as a young man. I learned that people in Hawaii express themselves with food. And spam is a special language out there, so it's a kind of peace offering.
Peace offering?
That's right. My son was unforgivable this morning. Those things that he said to you and your friend. He's been involved in something online, some ugly... What, I don't know, some Nazi stuff, I guess it is. I only found out about it recently, and I was... You know, I think I got so wrapped up in preparing for the end of the world, I just stopped paying attention to the here and now. And by the time Sean's head was... It was so full of hate and bigotry.
So he got, like, recruited?
I don't know how it happened. And I can't find who they are. They'd be dealing with me. You can bet on that.
Okay, well, we need to figure out how to both live here.
I agree.
I don't mean sharing our campsite.
Yes, ma'am. You made that clear.
I mean, you scared Lei. Bad. I mean, Sean did.
But not you?
My dad, he used to say that he hoped my generation would do better. That we could put down some of that rage and do something else.
Sounds like your dad is a man of grace.
Was also in love with a white woman, apparently.
Well, is it the wrong thing to say love is colorblind?
No, just a white thing.
Okay, well, I am that.
Cassie and Wayne are going to move into our camp, so it won't be just us.
All right.
So your son...
I will take care of him.
Can you promise that?
I promise you anything. You know that, don't you?
I think your spam is burning.
Oh, Mary, you remember the first time I made it for you? Oh, the look on your face.
John, what's going on?
And the next morning, before we even got out of bed, you asked me to make you some more.
Are you okay?
Thank you for still being there. When I came back from the kitchen with breakfast in bed, honest to God, Mary, I thought I'd dreamt you.
I'm not Mary. Maybe I should go.
No, please. Stay. Stay and eat with me. Sean, wait. Where is he? Mary, where's our boy?
Mr. Tibbs, I think you're having some sort of episode, maybe? Sean's fishing, remember? He'll be back soon, and I'm gonna go get
somebody. No, don't leave me. I can't find our boy. You're the only one he ever listens to. I know. No, we'll find him together. Let me just hold you.
No, don't touch me, okay? We'll get some help.
Oh, Mary, don't be coy. You know a kiss from your Johnny fixes everything.
No, John, stop! No!
Oh, God, I've missed your kisses.
No,
oh,
please,
my sweet Mary.
No, stop it! Let go of me, please! You're hurting me!
No! Oh, God, I would never hurt you, Mary. You know that.
No, I'm not Mary! Oh. Please, John, stop!
Michaela? Are you all right?
Yes. That's you.
Lay said that you were here. Did he hurt you? I've got you. You're all right now. Sweetheart, it's over. It's over. It's over. What happened?
I don't know.
Sweetheart, you gotta tell me what happened.
We were just talking, and then he changed, and he kept calling me Mary, like some sort of hallucination or something, and then he wouldn't let me go. Okay.
I've got you. You're safe. And you did the right thing. You protected yourself.
I know he didn't mean it, though. Like, he seemed like he was such a nice man.
Hey, you didn't do anything wrong. Do you hear me?
I know. Wait, is he okay?
Is he? No, he's not, but it's not your fault. I heard you screaming. You didn't have a choice.
Wait, what did I... Oh, my God, is he dead?
I'm not sure. Let me check his pulse. I don't feel, no, he's gone.
Oh my God, I killed him.
You saved yourself.
Oh my God. Oh my God, what do I do?
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Oh my God, you're covered in blood. Oh.
So are you, Michaela. So are you.
So what do we do? Cassie, what do we do? What do I do?
We get Wayne, and we get rid of the body right now, and we don't tell anyone. Ever.
Aftershock. Episode 7 stars Sarah Wayne Callies as Cassie Wallace, David Harbour as Wayne Sharp, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Mark Dover. Tati Gabrielle as Michaela Ansley, Janelle Parrish as Lelehua Masters, Austin Emilio as Sean Tibbs, and Michael O'Neill as John Tibbs. Additional cast includes Conrad Goody as Reservist Number 2, Stephanie Shea as Islander Number 1, Aaron Goodson as Francis, Amy Castle as Carrier Reservist, and Dorothy Dillingham as Reservist Bunkmate. Aftershock is created by Patrick Carman, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Ben Haber. Written by Sarah Wayne Callies. Directed by Sarah Wayne Callies. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Original score composed by Emily Rice. Aftershock is executive produced by Ben Haber, Mark Ramsey, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Patrick Carman. Executive produced by Salman Al-Rashid, Sam Froman, and Simmons Fraser. Executive produced by David Harbour. Executive produced by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Executive produced by Paul Anderson and Nick Pinella for Workhouse Media. Executive produced by Noel Brown for iHeartRadio. Aftershock was produced during the COVID-19 pandemic and was mostly recorded remotely out of the performers and producers' homes. Additional recordings were at Bandwagon in Los Angeles, Hyperbolic Audio in New York City, Woodshop Studios in Vancouver Island, Canada, Odd One Audio in Berlin, Germany, and Boutwell Studios in Birmingham, Alabama. Aftershock is a presentation of iHeartRadio and Nomadic Engine in association with Cardinal Productions, Mark Ramsey Media, and Workhouse Media. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Listen to The Passage now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.